today on Media Litter Sandwich.
We're going to talk about what I do at haunted houses.
Hey, where's Pod Bros and all of this?
John, are you here? Okay, welcome to Media Litter Sandwich. We are recording at BolaCon. We got some other things going on. We got a lot of things going on here. With me is William from
AllAboutWilliam.com.
We have Mark from
CrazyMark.com.
Now we have Josh. Are you actually part of an organization or?
Actually, I'm starting a group. It's called iBoneDX. And basically, it's a horror film market that we're getting ready to get into. It's a group of haunters that all comes together. It's an organization to actually start up filming and do haunted houses and things like that.
Okay, from that, you got an idea that we'll be talking about starring in horror films or being in horror films and being a haunter. I'm Scotty Maiali, better known as Toden from Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK. And, of course, we're a Media Litter Sandwich, a part of Pod Bros.
Oh, yeah.
So Josh, tell us a little bit about your background as an actor and as a haunter.
Yeah. I have 17 years pro haunt experience, first starting out and doing home haunts, things of that nature, and then working my way up. Built the Barn of Blood with my cousin Stephen Garrett out at Apple Charlie's in New Boston, Michigan. We ran that for about 9 years or so. Did a couple years at the Pumpkin Factory in Belleville. I always play the character Leatherface. So,
yeah. Now, Josh, I got a question for you, man.
Sure, Mark.
How many thousand people you think came through the Barn of Blood?
Dude.
Or died in the Barn of Blood?
I don't know about death or whatever, but yeah, we try to give everybody a pleasant screaming experience.
I mean, like, how many, was it like five, over the years, 5, 10, 50,000 or what?
Man, yeah, it could be anywheres around that, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Now, for the people that don't know, when we say haunt, we mean haunted house, as in a commercial haunted house that you go to during Halloween, not the other type thing. And haunters are the actors that portrayal in there. I've covered a couple haunter conventions, which are so much fun.
Oh, they are.
Oh, man. I wish I could have gone this year. Usually I go to a Midwest Haunters Convention, and it's just amazing.
That is a big one.
Or how to, you know.
Yeah, they do have how to conventions.
Lansing.
That's nothing like, that's not a Haunters.
The Haunters,
that's not Halloween.
The one in the Midwest, they actually do.
A couple Haunters that were
No. Well,
you need to go, you know what, go check out my videos from the Haunters conventions, and then tell me that the How to Halloween is anything like those. I love How to Halloween, but it's not, but it's, when we say Haunters convention, it's a convention for professional haunted houses where they actually go out
things,
and buy their props.
Technology and stuff. You
yes, know, and things for the for the actors.
Technology.
And for
a
place where...
That's a big difference. Oh, yeah.
And a place where actors actually go to find places to work, too.
Yeah, big difference there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love How to Halloween. It's just a different type thing. It's more family. How to Halloween's a lot more family oriented. And Josh, you consider yourself, you know, you're Leatherface. Mm-hmm. What happens when people bring their kids?
Well, usually when they come into a haunted house of that kind of establishment with a gore in your face, we tend to always put up warning signs and stuff like that for the little ones. Because sometimes, obviously, the little ones, they just can't handle it. We It depends on the parents and all that. And, you know, they usually know what their kids can handle and what they can't.
Or they believe they know.
Correct. They sometimes go in. We've had many cases where they go in and they think that they know, but they go right out the chicken door and they can't make it. So Mark knows about the chicken door. So he's worked with us at our haunted house many times.
Yeah, I haven't worked at a haunted house in over 10 years. I miss it. I cover too many zombie walks and haunted events in order to. And of course, you know why a lot of haunters don't go to zombie walks, for a very obvious reason. because they're busy working at a haunted house.
Yeah.
Or that's
sometimes
why.
Sometimes they do them with them zombie paintballs, too.
Oh, I've never been to one. I've wanted to go.
One of my buddies goes to them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've never said anything. We kind of kicked it around, but we never did anything with the paintball.
There was a guy I met at a Hunter's convention. He had these like Nerf type skulls,
mm-hmm.
and he made them like that because he knew like kids would go and play with props and stuff like that, like his little girl, and so they would actually play catch. And haunted houses actually started buying them at bulk, and they would have a skull dodgeball thing as a part of their haunted house, you know, using the skulls as dodgeballs.
Right on.
You know, it could get very creative.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you've done more than haunted houses. You've been in front of the camera and part of movies as well, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've done a few short videos. There's a Morningside Sanitarium. They have MorningsideSanitarium.com. I've been on their Halloween videos. Portraying Leatherface as well,
mm-hmm.
Doing stuff like
say,
that.
I've seen some of those Morningside Sanitarium videos, and there's some pretty sweet productions themselves.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah, Tom Smith, he runs that show over there, and he does a pretty amazing job with putting that stuff together every year. He does film shorts of his all of his monsters, and then he actually films on Halloween night all the trick or treaters that come.
So you would still be Leatherface. In these videos.
Correct.
Now, are these promotion videos or are these actual movies?
Those are actually promotional videos.
Okay.
I have done not straight legit movies, but
right.
this is what we are getting into with the horror short films.
Wow. Yeah. My question is, you're using a copyrighted character. So how does that work?
I changed my name. I'm Chainsaw Man, and actually, we're not making any money off
right.
of this. So it's more or less a fan favorite, so to speak. So by this time next year, we will have a whole new character development, even for myself. So beyond Leatherface. So
what does that entail?
Well, basically. It's going to be, I will have the same movements as Leatherface portraying and stuff like that of that actor, but it's going to be a whole new costume design, an original one.
Mm-hmm.
We plan on creating our own masks, creating our own sculpts of masks, selling those masks as well. Just our own ideas and thoughts when they come into it. So, and by the way, guys, I wanted to tell you that the name of this first movie is called Route 182, and it's based off of the longest road in Texas.
Oh, so what's going to happen along that longest road, eh? Any motels along the way?
No motels, but there's going to be plenty of killing going on.
Oh. So.
Chainsaw, Grand Texas, I got it. Let me guess, your character's last name is Hewlett, right?
No, actually, I haven't come up with that proportion yet, but
Hewitt, giving you an idea.
Hewitt is the actual from the remake, you know, it's from the remake. So the original character is Bubba.
He doesn't know
Bubba
last name.
Bubba Sawyer.
Bubba Sawyer.
Yep.
So, I just give the hammer to Grandpa because he does it best.
Yeah, old Grandpa Sawyer. He gives him a hammer in his hand and he starts beating him up over the head. That's from the original movies, though. So.
Right.
I'll take your picture.
Yeah. Yep, that's about it. You like my picture?
Yeah, you like my picture?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Pretty picture. Yeah. And let me show you my knife.
Yep.
So as an actor for a haunt,
mm-hmm.
do you consider that a full year job, or to you it's just part-time seasonal?
It most certainly can be a full-time job. I mean, it depends on what you put into your character throughout the year.
I should say gig, because my job implies you're getting paid the whole time.
Yeah, throughout the year, you basically take your character and you make it. And for me personally, the character that I played obviously is Leatherface. I try to hone those skills from the movie, so I watched mm-hmm. the movie several amount of times, all of them from the remakes, from the 1974 version, all the way through. And each one I've taken specific traits of that character and added it to my own skills. So as I walk around and if I go to conventions or even when I'm doing the haunted house.
Okay, I got a question. Do you use any real chainsaws that, you know, like real stuff where you go out, like you might run into the danger of actually cutting yourself while out there getting too much into your character?
Yeah, a lot of people has asked me that question. And yeah, I use a real chainsaw. The only difference is I take the blade off of it, so there's no blade, there's no chain running.
Like, shh, don't say that. We want everybody to, like, right. You know, like, but
it is for a safety version. You know, it's for safety and safety first.
Yeah, the first time I found out they didn't have a chain on the blade was when I was touched with the blade when I was like maybe 11 years old.
Yeah,
freaked me out.
Yeah, I like to for like the kids and stuff like that that goes through. I like to aim it toward their feet, so right. I kind of when I'm pressing down at their feet, it looks like I'm trying to go for them, and they're just jumping, you know, and moving their feet,
and they're stuffing their pants.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, you're not meant to touch anybody, but accidents happen. That's why you don't have a.
I am telling you, I have seen, in my days, in my time of doing haunts and things, I have seen people do some crazy things, man, over getting scared. Everybody's fear is different. Mm-hmm. Not one person is the same. So everybody, they react differently.
How hard, because this is an acting role. Mm-hmm. This is a character acting role. It's a total acting role. How hard is it for you to stay in character? Have you ever broke character?
The only time I've ever broken character is when I know that there's a child or maybe a person that's gone through that it's too intense for them. Mm-hmm. Their parents will look me right in the eye and say, nope. And that's when you know, all right, this is enough. Or when the child, you know that they just can't handle it. So you just lay off and you lay back.
Are there any, like, when I worked at a haunted house, it was a volunteer, it was a JC's, mm-hmm. you know, volunteer haunted house. We had several signs for each other. If you saw lights, if someone came through with a flashlight, that meant it's either staff or a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you would break character as soon as you see it. Like, I'd be, you know, that's when I start taking a drink out of my water. So I'm like, no one's coming by, it's just staff. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it's a bunch of little kids.
Yeah.
It's not the best system, obviously. I mean, it's correct. A free haunted house, no radios or anything.
Over this corner,
like
we have a toad in drinking water.
Yeah. I mean, we have seen that, and we tried to add those things in our rules, no flashlights at all times.
Right. And that's a great lesson. If they're walking through and they grab out a flashlight.
Lighters.
And you're not scared. You're like, dude, you had your flashlight on. You gave me the
yeah.
You know, I'm not here. You know, I'm a staff person. So you just wasted your money.
And Mark can vouch for me on this. We had a place in our haunt. It was the dark hallway. This hallway is darker than pitch black. You cannot see literally in front. I don't care how well your eyes are adjusted. 10 minutes, 15 minutes sitting in that thing, you can't see. You actually have to feel through it to get through. And, you know, we've always had kids come through and they bring their lighters in or whatever because they can't see. You know, no, they get escorted out as soon as we see any kinds of light. Now, if they need help, we always tell them, hey, you know, if they get stuck inside the haunt, you know, scream out, hey, and then one of the monsters will come and help you and guide you through. In my experiences, the more elaborate haunted houses, yeah, they look cool. A lot of them they have a lot of animated props and things of that nature.
Animatronics, yeah.
I personally love an actor haunted house full of actors because it gives them a more of an in-your-face type of scare as opposed to walking by and an animated prop jump out at you.
Yeah, plus humans are a lot less predictable. Animatronics, once you learn your animatronics, you mm-hmm. pretty much predict how they're going to work.
Right.
Whereas a person can change from one person to the next.
Now, I feel that it's okay to have maybe a few animated props. And, you know, it adds some stability. It changes up things a little bit. But for the most general part, I love actors in a haunt. It just makes it old-fashioned for me. It's in-your-face type of thing.
Yeah, once you know it's an animatronic item, you know it has its limits, its barriers, and its predictabilities, whereas really, like you're saying, Josh, a human, what's scarier than an unpredictable human?
Correct.
You know?
That's like if a person's standing out in line and they're waiting to go inside the haunted house. usually the ticket taker that's there taking the tickets, sometimes they'll talk to the patron, and the patron might give their name up. Like, hey, my name's Carrie, hey, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Or I'm here with my friends, it's her birthday, her name's Jessica. So guess what happens? Automatically the ticket taker passes that name out back out through the haunted house. All the actors knows the next person's name that's coming in there. Jessica, we're coming for you.
Yes, personalized.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, it's great. And they might be like, hey, Jessica's the one wearing the red coat.
Yeah.
It's her birthday. Make sure you wish her happy birthday.
Right.
Yeah, I've never seen an animatronic all of a sudden like, happy birthday to, right. And it's all specific, you know, that's multi-million dollar android or whatever.
It gives it a very unique experience, I feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a haunted Lieutenant Data. We'll get somebody, you know, a multi-million dollar android. It knows everything about our clients and customers, and it has an unpredictable, and what is it, anarchy, motion.
Yeah.
It's full of anarchy, an android full of anarchy.
You know, to get back on that topic earlier that you were talking about, kids that when you know it's too scary, when do you stop or get out of character? One story I would like to share, if we got time.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a lady who came in through our haunt, and out of all the years that I've been doing this, this one here takes the cake for me. She had come in with, she had a son and a daughter, maybe the ages of 7 or 8. Now, when they go into the haunt like that, they're basically read the rules before they go in. And so they go through the haunt, and they get toward the end where I'm going to pop out at them. And Mark, you know, you're over here, giggling because you already know what's going to happen. Mark has heard this story, so.
Keep going.
But anyways, so this lady, we had, in my specific scene, we had pig noises and stuff like that, leading up to the event of them, you know, to try to, you know, it brings up, it boosts adrenaline and stuff like that. All music in haunts, those are all made to boost adrenaline for the customers that are coming in. Even when you're standing outside the line, before you even go in the haunt, the music that you hear is to get you geeked and get you scared and get you in the right frame of mind.
The psychology of horror.
Correct. So by the end, this lady and her two children comes in. The little boy takes off running past me. And I was waiting for the girl and her mother to come by. And as the mom approaches me, they don't see where I'm at because I have this little cubby hole that I'm standing in. So they get up, and all of a sudden I open the door and boom, I start up the chainsaw, right? She takes her child, which she's holding on to dear life, and throws her into the wall. I mean, picks her up and throws her daughter into the wall. The lady drops everything, her purse explodes, there's stuff all over the floor. She takes off out of the haunt while she's leaving her 7-year-old daughter there on the floor next to Leatherface, which has got his saw ripped. So I am like in a, with my saw over here in like a moment of myself to like, what do I do now? So I shut my saw off and I break my character for the little girl that's sitting there.
Right.
And I'm like, honey, are you okay? Yes. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. I take my mask off right away so that way she realizes it's not real. You know what I mean? So Leatherface ain't a bad guy. Leatherface isn't as bad as what anybody seems or what he may seem, unless you're a paying customer and you want to be scared, because then I'm going to go right at you.
We had an almost similar experience where the parent, you know, not as dramatic, but parent runs out, leaves the child.
Yeah.
And we're like, are you okay and everything? And then you're like, do you want to work here? Because it was a volunteer as a JC where you can do stuff like that. She's like, yeah. Took her up, made her face up. They were like, hey, can you hang out here for another hour? I was like, okay. He's like, your daughter's going to work here for a little bit. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Right.
Yeah, go for it. With a little the girl's right. Working there while the mom ran off.
Yeah, I've always loved doing it, man.
One of us.
Google gobble.
One of us.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed doing it. I mean, it's a really fun experience. every time when I come out of the barn of blood or whatever, you know, when I chase some people out, I've had a line of people waiting for to take pictures with me every time, man. I just eat it up. I love it.
Now, a lot of people won't ask because they're like, oh, man, it's going to cut me up.
Yeah, some do. Yeah, I've chased them out to their car, and then when I get them out to the car, then they lock themselves into the car, and I'm circling around the car, and then the father comes out and says, hey, I got the keys. You want in there? Yeah, lock it. Yeah. Go get them, man.
I mean, imagine, if you will, this Barn of Blood was behind the main store or whatever it was, the Apple Cidery or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, you didn't know it was really there except for the strobe lights coming out from behind the place. And all of a sudden, you hear these people screaming bloody murder. And right behind them, here's Josh, Chainsaw Man, chasing them with the chainsaw, you know. So you got a party of kids just pooping their pants, and here it comes... You know, and screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs. He's the lone figure way off in the back, just, you know.
And Creepy the Clown, too, man. That adds, that added a nice element to the
barn.
Oh,
man, Creepy the Clown,
thank you,
Mark. He was making those visits and everything. And in between the two, whether it's peeing or pooping their pants, that's what the Barn of Blood did.
Yep.
I just imagine when you said they'll give you the key so you can go in the car, just jump in the driver's side. You boys ever been to Mexico? Start up the car.
Yeah, well, usually what happens is obviously when their father or dad or whatever opens up the door and then they go in there, man, they're all going on the other side, you know, kicking and screaming and yada, yada, yada. And, yeah, it's something else, man. It's something else to see. So cameras and stuff like that does not do it justice for when you're there in person seeing it.
Absolutely.
You know something? I was over here just kind of lost in the conversation, going back over the good times, the wondrous times and the haunts and everything. And then just all the people that would show up. And, you know, they all left with smiles on their face. Basically, you know, it's, and there on the sign it says, you know, if you're prone to heart attack, do not enter.
Yeah.
You know, it could cause seizure.
Yes.
That's what it's saying out front.
Anyone that is epileptic definitely should not go, because you never know when a haunted house has blinking lights and that causes...
And we were loaded with strobe lights in the Barn of Blood, so we always, that was a big thing for us. So we wanted to avoid, and we all were also wheelchair accessible.
Really?
A lot of haunts did not do that. So we actually, when we built that thing, it was a hay barn. To begin with, full of hay. We stripped out all the hay and then we built it from the ground up and the inside out. So, I mean, it was a real deal working hay barn, farm barn. So, and it added a bit of authenticity to it to make it so.
Now, when you were building it up, did you know from the beginning, hey, we have to make this accessible?
We did that on purpose because I wanted
it's
more.
It's easier to start with that in mind.
Correct.
Than try
I did not like. I did not like the fact of someone who could not go to a haunted house and could not go in because they have a wheelchair or a handicap or for any of that. I want everybody to have a good time. I want everybody to come out and say, man, that's scary. That's scary. I enjoyed that. And when we built that from day one, that's what we had in mind, to make for sure everyone could come in and enjoy the experience.
So, yeah, what... Toden, out of all this, what do you gather from all this information on horror? I mean, you worked at a, you know, we heard you worked with a haunted house, a haunt, not like a lockdown like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, not a big one, but a trailer one set up for a charity.
But, you know, it's cool. Everybody's here has had experience except William, which still needs to have his the poop scared out of him.
William, what is your experience with that horror side?
You know, not much.
Not much.
Not much at all.
You don't like scary movies?
I like some scary movies. Okay. I haven't watched too many of them, though.
To me, I always think it's more fun to work there and participate than it is to go through it.
Because
I go through it. Have you gone through haunts in the past, let's just say, 2 years?
Yes.
How do you think your experience differs from someone that hasn't worked a haunt?
Experience? Well, basically, when I go into a haunted house, I am not scared. I'm looking for, like, oh, that's cool. That's a great idea. Maybe that's something that I can build from in the future to something that I want to do. or, you know, okay, that's kind of lame, I don't really like that, on to the next thing. So I'm always looking for creative things to do, something that's new, something that hasn't been done before in a haunt experience, different scare tactics. So I'm always looking, no matter what.
Yeah, for me, which, you know, not nearly as much as your experience, just have a little bit of the experience and a little bit of things of seeing props and everything like that. Actually, on a vendor table like this being sold, when I go through one, I've noticed two things off the bat. One, I'm the fastest person in my group. I always ask for the first person because there's a good chance I might hit that group in front of me because I'm just kind of briskly walking. Mm-hmm. Except for number two, when I stop and look at all the props. And there are times where monsters, especially at Cedar Point, will break character and be like, dude, you need to start moving. My group's all the way back there. And you guys have spent, you know, Cedar Fair has spent a lot of money on this stuff. I'm going to appreciate it for a minute, and then I'm going to keep walking.
Yeah.
And, okay.
even with that nature, like with what you just explained to me about sitting there and admiring props, I would never break character, man. Not in a million years. That's just for me. If I was the actor and you were going through the haunt and you were still admiring, I would actually get a kick out of that. Because in my personal opinion, I'm like, man, this guy's admiring this stuff. He likes it. So I'm going to play with it and see where it takes us.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. That's the way to do it with the peeps coming through, man.
Yep.
The customers, they're your number one.
I have one more question for you.
Sure, man.
Because I can be difficult when I'm going through. Well, some people say difficult. Some people say really, really fun.
Where's the bathroom?
You were really, really fun when I went through with you at Cedar Point. That was great.
Oh, was that the time where the guy stopped and said they had a horrible time because I was in front of them?
No, I don't think so. I remember one time it was you just shouted out Marco because it was going really slow. and then I said Polo. And then he did it again, and you heard Polo coming from all angles into us. It was epic. I wish we would have had a camera video recording.
At least that's better than, like, you're all in front of them passing loads of gas, you know.
Done it.
Oh.
There's been people in our haunts that have done that. Like I said, they've lost all kinds of bodily fluids, so.
Well, as my fun side, you know, I played Marco Polo. One of the things I liked to do sometimes, I sing Mary Had a Little Lamb. Okay. I've learned some great new lyrics from actors because some of them just pick it up and start giving me some brand new lyrics, which is fantastic. And I start singing those. So I do things like that every once in a while.
To go in as a customer to sing those songs.
Yeah.
Is what you mean.
Okay. Is that something that goes, man, who is this jerk? Or is like, okay, this is somebody obviously needs to entertain. Like, what are the thoughts on that? Because I can't be the only one.
No, you're not. You are not the only one, man. Believe it or not, some people have you ever seen the movies to where they have like their own... When they say something, it's like, Oklahoma!
Uh-huh.
It's like they stop, man. Everybody stops at what they're doing. It's because that person's scared or whatever that instance
is. They have
is.
A safety word?
Oh,
there
yeah.
are safety words, words in haunted houses. That's correct. So that
Banana
is very
phone.
True. Exactly. It could be whatever, you know. I mean, so, but even with those instances, if I know that the person that I'm trying to scare, and it's my thought to get into your head. I my job is to get into your head, not only into your head, but to know you're there. And when a person will make direct eye contact to a monster, and they'll look down, they'll look away, they'll look off to the side. They won't look at the monster in the head because the monster's already in their head.
Right.
The monster is aware. This person, yeah, it's on. But if, like, say for instance, if you went in and you're like, ha ha ha, yeah 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 yeah, okay, I'm still gonna concentrate on you, because now I know I have your full attention, and so therefore I'm gonna try my best to scare you. So
they're messing with you.
When a person, when people go into haunts and they pay, you're a paying customer. They expect to be scared. Some people go through just went to have fun, whatever. And for those instances, that's fine, you know what I mean? But our actors are usually there, and they're looking for people to get in their minds and scare with and give them the best experience possible.
I don't know. William, I'm starting to get all frightened just by sitting here, you know? I don't know, man. This is actually starting to scare me some.
All right, so wrapping up. You know, being an actor, it's something that you have to have a passion for.
Yeah.
You know, you have a passion for it. It envelops a lot of different things. You promote it all year round, basically, in one way or another.
Yeah, ever since I was a kid. I mean, me and my cousins, we all got together and we always did home haunts. I mean, we'd set up our yard, as far as I can remember, and scare the crap out of kids at home.
Yeah. Really, thank you for being here and taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you to our guest camera person, Sierra. Thank you for... I'll put some links down below. I know you run a podcast and you work on some shows.
Route 281, people. Make sure you look for it.
With me is Crazy Mark, who is like doing 4 different jobs today.
Oh, maybe more like a dozen different jobs today. Huh? Are you talking to me outside the door? I don't know. See, I'm even lost with myself, but with crazymark.com, yes indeed.
And William, because it is...
always, always, always about William.com.
We have a couple other events we'll be going to. I believe we'll be in Flint September 3rd.
September 2nd. That's
September
Saturday.
September 2nd, okay.
That's Flint Fall Fest.
Okay. And we'll all be at different events, all, you know, representing individual. You can always check out our websites, of course, crazymark.com, allaboutwilliam.com.
Yep.
Do you have a website or anything
no.
that you're associated with?
Not at this time, but okay. We are in development on that.
Okay. I'm Sky Miali, better known as Toden from Toden.com, YouTube.com/ToadenK. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Of course, we're also on YouTube at YouTube.com/ToadenK. You can always find our episodes at MediaLearnerSandwich.com or on Podbros. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I hope you enjoyed our discussion.